a lot of these decisions by lawmakers, by governors, whether someone can or cannot have health care or access to health insurance, is coming from people with health care. We have health care. We have affordable health care. As a matter of fact, we as legislators and Governor Walker and Secretary Hipsch and everybody who's working for the state technically has access to choice paid for by the taxpayers. Now, we talk about federal money. It's actually our money. It's our money that hardworking men and women all throughout Wisconsin has sent out to Washington, whether directly for Medicaid programs or indirectly. It's our money. And the governor has a track record of turning down our money that we send out to Washington, whether it's $1 billion in high-speed rail funding that was our transportation money that went out to Washington that could have created thousands of jobs here in Wisconsin, or the money we're talking about today that could create, as Chris said, about 10,000 jobs here in Wisconsin. This is coming from a governor who wants to create jobs, yet when he has an opportunity to do so with our money, he says no. There's 170,000 people right now who could benefit directly and immediately if Scott Walker does the right thing. And that is to say yes to the money we send out to Washington. That's all he needs to do. It's not that the 170,000 people are choosing to go without health insurance or health care. It's not that they don't get sick, because they do. And in some cases, they are the sickest among us. It's not that the hospitals don't pay for this or doctors don't provide the services that they go to school to do and that they love to do and to take care of people who are sick, but they would like to be paid for it. This could save a couple $100 million at least in charges that hospitals have to write off. And I love hospitals, but somebody's paying for it somewhere. Again, I can't stress this enough. This is our money. And the governor has a very, very conservative agenda here. He's trying to be the most conservative governor, I think, in the history of the country. By saying no, he's being conservative to somebody, but certainly not to somebody who lives here. People who live here need help. These 170,000 people are actually Governor Walker's constituents too. Some may have voted for him, some may have not. Who knows? That's not the point. The point is there's 170,000 people in Wisconsin right now who need help, and all Governor Walker has to do is say yes. And the indications we're getting so far is he's leaning against it. I don't know why. Again, this coming from a guy who has health care already, who has had health care, taxpayer-funded health care, for a long time. So I urge the governor to do the right thing, accept the money, get the 170,000 people covered, and we can move on from there.